Hey, everyone. Hey, guys. This is Anderson, one of the offenders of UFN Me, UFNMyFamily.com. And this is our first official podcast. And we're just going to just basically shoot the shit for the next hour. We're here at David's studio. Hey, David, thanks for hosting us.
No problem.
Let's do a roll call of everyone here. So let's start from over there, from the left.
Oh, hi, I'm Amy.
Justin.
Philip.
I am Anson.
Eric.
Jerome.
And we're here having some whiskey, actually.
Anderson, did you say your name?
Oh, and yeah, I did say my name. I introduced myself.
Sorry,
I'm
too drunk.
Whiskey and root beer.
So we had some whiskey. We're having some whiskey right now because I thought that was a great way to kind of like get us all loose.
It's only 11 a.m.
It's not really 11 a.m. But, you know, we've got some root beer floats here from across the street from in Pasadena. It's like, you know, Ray Bradbury apparently goes there, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty damn good. David, you should try it. With the, you know.
I eat everything over there.
No, but you should try the whiskey with the root beer float.
No, I will die.
So, all right. So anyway, we're gonna just basically talk about a couple topics, but you know, it's gonna be very loose. And you know, if you guys think this is boring, then we'll never do this ever again. But I think this is something fun. I think we have something to say, and I'm definitely gonna make Jerome do some push-ups at the end of the show because he's getting pretty cut right now.
Yeah, what was that? Short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, you're wearing a muscle shirt and everything.
I have 13 of this shirt. So that
kind
I don't
of
have
wife
to make
beater-ish,
any
though.
Wait, you were saying you never go to the gym. How do you get those muscles?
Yeah.
I work out at home. I do yoga.
So what do you do?
Yoga gives you muscles.
Wait, that's so prison style? Working out at home?
Yeah.
I thought prison style was... I actually thought it was getting raped or actually being in prison.
What, working out and getting raped at the same time?
Not at the same time. It's like you take a break.
So get raped and then work out and then get raped.
No, it's you work out then get raped. It's like your breather. It's like when your muscles build up.
Someone is editing this, right?
No.
No.
So, anyway.
No, if you edit it, you have like a second of time.
Yeah. So, like, so let's talk about summer movies. How's everyone seeing... Horrible.
Oh,
horrible, right?
Half good, half bad.
Yeah. Aside from Fast Five, of course, which I thought was pretty damn good.
But, best movie ever.
Best thing.
Thanks, guys.
The director's so awesome.
Yeah. Pretty good job at that. But, you know, I just saw Transformers 3 a couple nights ago, and it was awful. It was just awful. I even believed Michael Bay, and he was basically saying, "Sorry for number two. Number three is gonna be amazing." And I don't know. I just found it.
I wanted to like it though. I really wanted to like. I really thought that it was gonna have at least some more storyline, but to conclude the whole Autobot robot stuff is just not. It just didn't do it for me.
Yeah,
I didn't feel like my childhood got rekindled.
Or
somehow.
Yeah.
So you went to Transformers rekindle your childhood.
It would be. Like even I'm even scared to watch Green Lantern. Like, you know.
Oh, Green Lantern was another turn.
So your childhood is dead.
Not completely, because Captain America is coming around, so I hope that would.
And Harry Potter.
Right? Yeah. Hey, watch it there. I am not.
We call David the Asian Harry Potter. But that's another story.
Yeah, I need a comment to know if that's true or not.
Yeah. But, all right, has anyone seen anything else, or? No.
No.
Bridesmaids.
I mean, you're talking about the old Porky's kind of, if you're back from the 80s, that's just solid comedy stuff.
Which movie?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I mean, did you see Bridesmaids?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
Girls' Point.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
It was really realistic. The dialogue was super realistic. Anyway, but it was fun.
Yeah? You didn't think it was...
You didn't like it.
No, I think everyone liked it.
I didn't think I was what?
You didn't think it was too... It got into... because I heard a lot of complaints, some complaints about it going into a little too much of a bathroom humor, especially the scene where...
Oh, that part. That yeah, I didn't poisoning. Find that as funny, but maybe, is it a girl thing not to not find that stuff?
I don't know.
Do you guys
it's
actually
me.
Love that stuff?
I don't
I
know.
Thought it was hilarious.
I like poop.
Yeah. I don't find that original.
I like to poop.
Oh, her shitting in the street was funny.
What's that?
Her shitting in the street was very
funny. Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Oh.
No, but it's like the breath of the good, fun comedy stuff in there. There's no doubt about it.
It's great.
Yeah? Anything else?
Other movies?
Yeah.
Oh, X-Men First Class.
Yeah, that was good.
That's pretty
I mean,
good.
Like, yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, comic book
good.
Films. There's a lot this year.
But do you think there's too many comic book movies?
No. I mean, not for me.
Not for the Asian Harry Potter.
No. Are you going to just lace that all the way through?
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be the through line.
Does anyone else have an issue that Michael Fassbender turns into Ian McKellen? Because I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either.
Because Ian McKellen's not as hot as Michael Fassbender? Because he's pretty hot. In a non-gay way.
Next subject.
He's really hot.
No, he's really good looking.
Wait,
you know, I think
who's who?
Wait, why does he turn into Ian McKellen?
He's Magneto, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I thought Michael Fassbender. I mean, I full jokes around that I have a crush on Michael Fassbender, but whatever.
Maybe I do.
But,
John
Hamm,
though.
So would you do a three-way with Fassbender and Joaquin Phoenix?
Why Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Not really.
No. Huh? Why Joaquin
really?
Phoenix?
Huh? They look alike, no?
No, they don't.
Oh, white people look
Very true. He does not look like Ian McKellen. I'm sorry. Like, there's no way.
But he's talking about Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't think he looks like Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think he does either. But that's beside the point.
But do you want to have a three-way with? Or are you
no.
avoiding the question?
No.
What if it was John Hamm and Michael Fassbender?
Well,
yes.
John Hamm is Don Draper?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
He'll probably beat you after, too. Don Draper.
So now this is geeky and gay.
Geeky and gay, it is.
It always was. You know,
always was. Always will be. It's like fist bump Jerome.
Super nerdy.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's our new feature.
Geeky and gay. Oh, man.
Anderson and Jerome.
That's too much.
Does that mean we have to kiss?
Stop it. Please. Yeah.
Why
did anyone see Midnight in Paris?
No, I want to see it.
That was a really good film.
That was good.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I just saw Blue Waffle.
Blue Waffle? What's that?
BlueWaffle.com?
Dude, I'm forever scarred from Blue Waffle, man.
Oh, I'm not.
No, you're not scarred. Stop lying to people. It's a really good movie that Justin saw, Blue Waffle, and you should
Google it
immediately.
So everyone should Google.
Google
Blue
it
way
and
we're
then say,
podcast,
I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah. Justin Lin.
Exactly.
Recommend Blue Waffle.
Yes.
Image
Google
search.
It.
It's not
Google
on IMDb.
It.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
on
Justin
IMDb.
Lin presents.
I don't think we drunk enough.
I'm upset.
Oops.
What's more?
Whoever's listening is like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" Like,
isn't that
I don't know.
All
well,
podcasts, though.
Yeah, it's all podcasts,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
not
we need
really.
Like some questions.
Yeah, come on.
Okay,
come on, guys. No more movie.
Okay,
come on.
Okay.
No more
come
movie.
What do you
okay,
want to talk about?
We're done with the topic. Okay, let's talk about the upcoming 2-year anniversary.
Yeah.
It's,
So, what have we learned?
You start. What have you learned?
I've learned that Asian Americans can actually be funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Point proven. Point proven. He was Asian. That's why.
Yeah. I think it was more of a roll call.
I also learned that it's very hard to find hairless balls.
And he's done a lot of searching. Mythical almost. Hairless balls.
Yeah, I have to search for hairless balls.
Exactly.
If anyone has hairless balls, please let us know.
Yes, there's a contact link at the bottom of the page. Don't send pictures. But
information
if you do,
we really need.
Would you rather they be in JPEG or PNG? And is there like a size limit to the picture of the hairless balls?
Just email it to Jerome at hairlessball.com.
I haven't gotten that domain yet. I'm in a legal war.
You didn't think that Asians were funny before?
Asian? Not really.
You didn't find yourself funny?
But I don't think of myself as Asian American.
What do you think of yourself as?
I don't know. I'm just who I am. But I don't think I don't sit there and think I'm funny.
But you must have Asian friends who you thought were funny.
Well, I think you know, there's this tendency to do things by the book, to say things that what you think is, you know, to go by the company line, you know. That was kind of the, you know, I do know a lot of funny people, some who have great opinions, but you just never see it, you know? And I think that's why we attempted this experiment.
Hmm.
And we found out that Phil is, you know,
yeah,
really Phil, fucked up.
Yeah, really. Phil is, you want to defend yourself, Phil?
No?
No?
We should give him the blue waffle.
The blue waffle award.
But you do seem like a pervert, like a huge pervert. Jerome, you're so young.
A pervert who can really articulate himself is not a pervert.
Really?
Yeah. See,
that's how I can get a pass?
Exactly.
Yes. My diction is pretty good.
Jerome, you will never become a pervert if you only think there are three sexual positions in the world. It's just not going to happen.
Okay, maybe it's five.
You need to broaden your horizon.
How many more can you do? It's just two parts. A PP and a VJJ.
I think there's a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parts and positions are two different things.
But, like, if you have two Lego pieces, you can only put them in so many configurations. How many configurations could you put a hole in a stick?
Have you ever...
127.
Yeah.
There's 127?
By my count. There may be more. I don't know.
151 and they'd be Pokemon. There's 151 Pokemon.
And they fuck each other?
Well, that's how they keep having Pokemon.
Wait, so...
Wait, Pokemon breed?
Yeah, Pokemon breeders. There's Pokemon breeders. It's a job in their world.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like they're going to show it on the cartoon. It's kind of gross.
Because it's kind of gross?
Yeah.
All right.
Or beautiful.
Hey, what have you learned?
Oh, can we skip me and come back later?
All right. Who else wants to chime in about the blog? You think... oh, shoot. Sorry. My phone. My
Please
bad.
Turn off all cell phones and
before
pagers.
Any podcast.
Just shows how important we are.
Yeah, that's all.
I think it's... Well, I learned that blogging is hard and shit.
Yeah.
For some reason. Well, I don't know why.
Yeah. Is it because you care what people think? Is that why?
Maybe.
Because Phil's thing is he doesn't care, right?
Care
you don't care at all.
I'm more worried about my spelling.
Really?
There's spell check, David.
Yeah.
I'm more like worried like if I constructed my sentence correctly because
I
failed
English.
Tough,
because I think to present a point of view is tough.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that like
that's
when we hang out, we can talk and it can be a couple sentences. But when you're writing it, that I think that's the biggest challenge. It's to really be able to articulate and support your point of view. You know.
But that's the beauty of blogs, right? It's like you can, you mean they... You
okay, we're Asians, that's why we're fucking like,
editing
so hard.
Right.
We gotta make it perfect.
Yeah,
yeah, I think, I mean, I stem from that, where you have to kind of adjust it, and if the tone is right, like, but you know, it's easy for me to do a one-liner, obviously, but if you have something to say, then you kind
of
want to...
Well, you have like someone like Sung, who just stream of consciousness, just like...
Yeah.
You know, types whatever he wants.
I saw a leaf, and then I thought of the end of the world, and...
Yeah, that's so... Yeah, exactly.
Well, I used to always blog, but only my friends would read it, and that felt more comfortable, just because they knew who I was already.
Mm.
But then writing now, it's kind of different. I don't know why. Maybe I shouldn't care.
Yeah, it's the same thing, I think.
Well, now my mindset is different. I actually want to share. Like, it's a thought that maybe other people, whether it's art or... You know, I mean, that's what I like sharing. If it was something that I feel like something that should be shared, then I would share.
But do you think the blog, you know, I think we kind of veer off maybe a little bit, you know, like I kind of blog on just random shit. But do you think that's too broad of a thing for a blog? You know, I mean, looking back after 2 years, should we kind of like regroup and come up with maybe something more specific or more niche in kind of what we're trying to message?
I don't think so. I think the thing that's our lifeline,
mm-hmm.
and I think great things come out of, you know, stream of consciousness. I think that when you're trying to service something, it always makes it, you know, exponentially more difficult.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, what I liked is that this is a site about, you know, sensibility. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that everybody that's a part of this has a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think the fact that you can try anything, as long as you know, as long as your motivation is not to try to appease or try to follow what you think the company line is, then that's all you need to follow. You know, and the truth is, if it's not good, and we've all written blogs where you're like, it's gone within a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and that's what's so great about it.
Right, right. Jerome, how about you?
Because
you write every week. What I've learned on YMF. What have you learned after 2 years?
Well, okay, this is going to be really broad, but one of the things, the weird OCD things that I have, is if I write something, in a way, it's always going to be preserved because the internet archives stuff. So I keep thinking, if I become a different person, someone's always going to be able to, that's a lot of G's, they're going to be able to, you know, trace these positions that I used to take, which is not necessarily bad, but one day I might want to be, you know, a really straight-laced gentleman.
President of the United States.
Yes!
But
it'll be all archived.
It'll be archived.
You're Pokemon collecting former self.
That's not going to count against anyone. That's
yeah,
going to
well,
get me
I will not vote for someone who has 250 Pokemon cards hanging on their wall.
That's 2,000, right?
2,000.
It's 2,000 Pokemon cards.
How much money does that represent?
A lot, but it's all...
Are they like baseball cards where there's more value in like some of the...
No, there's no more value in it.
Why is that?
It's all gone to shit. I might as well have burned all of that money.
But so there was a time...
Was a time when a first edition Charizard could get you $120.
Wow.
I didn't have a first edition Charizard.
It's our audience.
I'll trade you your Pokemon collection for my Beanie Baby collection.
I thought you were going to give me a print of that vagina post, because I would like to put that on my
That's
wall.
Free.
Really?
That's a future post.
I love vaginas.
Especially blue waffles.
I want to second that, but
For the record, I don't
saying.
Like blue waffles. Just vaginas, normal vaginas.
Just say,
okay,
really
for
like. The record, don't Google blue waffle. Please.
But by this point of the podcast, they will have Googled blue waffles.
Well, unless we cut. We're going to edit this, Jerome, so they may not
have. Or not.
It'll be fun.
The only thing I learned is that the Japanese love to fuck robots. That's
that. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Where do you find all this, like.
Have you had sex with a robot?
Have you had. What? Did you say that?
Like,
have
mechanical or like
I've
a human?
I've had sex with women who.
Yeah.
No. That is
different. How is a robot like woman different from a dead fish like woman? Is there
a robot like woman is the worst because they're just acting like what they think is sexy and, you know.
And a dead fish just lies there?
Just lays.
I've never had a dead fish like experience.
Dead fish, like,
it's part of your job. As the partner in the act is to not, you know, like if there's a dead fish, you shouldn't be a
You're
part
not doing
of it.
Your job.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah. I've been doing it wrong.
Wait, so have you had sex with a robot?
No. Should I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to report
they
back. Blog or the real
yeah,
doll.
Those robots are expensive, Amy. They cost like...
They do have like robot brothels, right?
Yeah.
Which is
not real.
We're going.
No, you wrote about it. I don't want to take the
There's robot brothels?
No, except doll brothels.
Oh, in Asia somewhere.
Yeah.
Where?
In Japan, right?
China has them too.
Wow.
I didn't see any.
You were
Sounds
in the
like
wrong.
A job for Roger fan.
Yeah, job for Roger fan. Yeah.
In the wrong place.
Yeah.
But that could be one of the travels in one of the series we do, where
yeah.
they go to
yeah.
the sex doll brothel.
Has anyone ever had sex with them? What's it called? The fleshlight? Or like the fake vaginas?
The ones that look like a flashlight, but it's a vagina.
Well, there's that, but then...
Pocket pussy. That's what they're
called. Has anyone ever tried those?
No.
Wow, why am I feeling like I'm missing?
No, I'm just curious.
I've seen it. It's... When I was in the Navy, it would always be passed around.
Like a communal bath, except a vagina.
Like the village bicycle?
Kind of, and then...
Like a bike seat?
On it. Yeah. And then some sort of VD spreaded through that thing, and then...
Oh, man.
That's a little obvious.
It's pretty gross.
It does tie into the blue waffle.
I learned a lot in the military.
Yeah.
You know, pocket pussy, circle jerks.
What's a circle jerk?
Well, you don't know what a circle jerk is?
No, that's...
Isn't there like a punk band called a circle jerk?
There is a punk band called a circle jerk, yes.
It's a circle jerk.
You want to Google it?
You can Google it later.
Not really necessary. Just demonstration.
There's a circle of people and the jerk.
Yeah, you're getting closer.
Yeah,
okay.
But then I think... I don't know if those came from the concept, but I've heard that people will circle jerk and they'll have a... full pizza in front of them, and the last person to finish has to eat the pizza.
This was in the Navy?
You heard of that?
No.
No one?
No.
What?
It's good for you, though.
It is. Because there's a high amount of protein,
right? You did
high
this in the Navy?
I didn't do
concentration
it.
Concentration of protein.
But you knew people.
Everyone talked about it, yeah.
But they talked about it or they did it?
It's like a ghost story.
It's like a ghost story.
No one's ever experienced.
With 100% more penis.
I think some of them did it.
Yeah, I've never heard the pizza thing. So that's
interesting.
Huh.
But
so, what else did you?
I need to know.
I'm gonna Google circle jerk and pizza.
Okay. Do it.
Does the color of semen blend in with a cheese pizza, though?
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, it says, how do I start a circle jerk?
Oh. Yeah, but nothing with pizza.
Doesn't that mean...
There's a cat eating a pizza. Circle jerk pizza. It's a cat eating a pizza.
Is it one of those LOL cats? Aww. That's such a cute little cat.
I don't know why that showed up.
Branson, you just came back from China, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for like 3 months?
Not for 2 months.
So you started where?
I started in Xinjiang, which is right near Russia and Kazakhstan. And then I went through Tibet. Chengdu, that's...
Oh, circle jerk pizza.
See? I told you!
No, but they have corn dogs on the pizza.
No.
That's their... This is corn dogs!
Is there semen on the corn
dogs?
No,
it's just corn dogs on pizza.
That's disappointing.
And then where did you go? Oh, <man. laughs>
I went to Xining and Chengdu, which Chengdu has the hottest, by far the hottest Chinese girls in China.
Okay, but Chengdu is where they had the earthquake.
Sichuan.
Right? Sichuan? Oh.
Yeah. Sichuan's the province of Chengdu.
Okay.
So.
Why are they the hottest girls in China?
I don't know. Well, the weather there is very hot and humid, so their skin's better. And then...
Mm. But it's hot and humid in China everywhere, right?
No, not there. Not specifically in Chengdu. It's pretty damn hot. And then... I don't know. They're taller. I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean their skin is tan?
Their skin is more... not tan, no.
Moist.
Clear.
Clear.
Moist.
He said it's humid.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And that's where the hot pot in... Mapo tofu is all popular. That's spicy food.
Oh.
So they can all eat the spicy food and not have any breakouts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love tofu. Did you try to, get on that?
Were they 18
and they're Chengdu girls?
Of course.
Any stories? stories?
I'm glad I'm married.
Yeah. Awesome translation there. Anyways, and then I went to Chongqing.
Yeah.
And that has the second most hottest girls I've heard. And it's like the 13th most polluted city in the world.
Is there a connection?
The pollution make them...
The radiation makes them hotter? It's kind of like Spider-Man.
Like the gray smoke.
Instead of crawling on walls, they're super hot.
Okay, I'm putting a moratorium on geeky references for the rest of this.
Spider-Man? It's not geeky.
And then I went to Nanjing, which is pretty crazy.
with all the history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty
but it, and it's but it's very westernized there, which is kind of cool. So that was like when I finally started eating Western food after like a month and a half.
What was your most interesting experience in China?
In Xining, I met a guy that had a, he's a Tibetan guy. Tibet's used to be three parts. It was the main Tibet, Qinghai, and Sichuan. And then China took over the two, and then there's Tibet. So he started his own nonprofit there, in there. And so I followed him, and I lived in the communities for like 3 days. And so it's pretty crazy. I mean, obviously for us Westerners, you like 2 miles to get running water, no electricity, and a lot of yak. You just eat a lot, and they love to sing. The first thing they asked me was to sing a song for them.
What'd you sing?
It's Raining Man.
I know. I didn't like because I was
what
like.
What do you mean they asked you to sing a song? Like they just do
like,
they think that you're a foreigner?
Like culturally, they love to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to sing, you know, whatever.
Anything can sing anything, right?
Yeah.
But what did you sing?
I,
in the
I
Navy.
Didn't know, I didn't know any
people.
Songs, so I just ended up singing like "Row, row, row your boat" and stuff.
You don't know.
Wait,
any
how did they
songs,
ask you to
yes?
sing? Like you got to the border and
like
no, I stayed with the family.
Like at the
then,
dinner table, just actually
yeah,
sing at the dinner
I stayed
table?
With the family at our dinner table. We're eating yak, and then the village drunk was there too. They call him the village drunk. So we started drinking barley wine out of like you know this. Old school looking like gas container.
What
and
that?
So we were just getting wasted and then they're just like sing, sing, sing. And I was like, what do I sing? They're like, who cares? Just they want you to sing. So I started singing.
And little. Big applause.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then they started singing
oh.
and yeah, it was an amazing story. It was an amazing time. Just hopefully I can go back. For something like an event or something.
Yeah,
but this time we're gonna send you off with only a $500 and see if you can get back.
Because you tend to do these, right? One every year, or maybe once a year, every other year, you do
yeah, I try
a backpacking
to.
Trip?
Yeah, I try to. Just try to go as hardcore as I can.
So, yeah. What are you guys laughing about?
Nothing.
Let's talk about Thomas Jane's dick.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
sure that
Jesus.
Is the topic that
yes.
they've all waited for.
Anderson,
for the
do you
want to
preface
what I'm talking about?
So yeah, Thomas Jane, he was reported on the news and I guess an article, like an interview in Collider magazine or something like that. He was actually recently dropped from a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Headshot.
It's called Headshot, right?
Actually, Bullet in the Head now.
No, Bullet in the Head is the original graphic novel.
Yeah, and
oh.
it's now called Headshot.
Oh.
And, you know, basically, he was recently dropped. And actually, one of our friends, offenders, Sung was recently hired to be a co-star in that movie with Sly Stallone, and actually Sung's actually now shooting the movie. But Thomas Jane was interviewed, and he basically said something in the effect that he was dropped because Joel Silver, the producer, wanted to make it more ethnic, and he was dropped to be replaced by a quote-unquote ethnic character, and meaning, you know, Sung, I suppose. And, you know, he basically you know, said, yeah, you know, it's because he has a big dick. You know, Thomas Jane has a big dick. His dick is bigger than Sly Stallone's or what have you. But he, you know, he seems pretty riled up.
Does he really have a big dick, though?
Well, he was in Hung. He's on the show Hung, run HBO. But I think that's prosthetic dick, right? But
did he show it?
No, I have no idea. I've never seen it.
But the thrust of it is that Thomas Jane said he was dropped.
Yeah,
dropped because he was white.
He was white.
Replaced by an ethnic actor,
yeah.
Which is Sung.
Sung, yeah.
And then he took a swipe at Sylvester Stallone's penis.
Right.
Okay,
that's the gist.
You made it also sexual just by saying all that.
Yeah, if you're going to win any argument, it's going to be won over dick size. If there's anything I've learned, if you've got an argument, how you settle it. You whip out your penis.
So it's like, boy, what do you want to eat tonight?
Like,
oh, pizza! Oh, burgers!
Your
penis is bitter.
You automatically right,
it's
win
pizza.
If it's a woman. Unless they have a huge clitoris.
Well, to be fair, there were people online who thought he took a swipe at Sung's penis,
right.
Which is not the case.
Uh-huh.
I think he was comparing himself to Sylvester Stallone's penis and saying that he fired me because my penis is bigger than his.
Well, that was him being upset.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that the thing that for me when I read it, first of all, is that, you know, he's going public with something that you know.
Yeah.
The fact that, I feel like we've been in this business and producers are not known to, like, ever. It's always about reading between the lines. First of all, he's taking what Joel Silver is saying face value.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the funny thing is that I actually had a conversation with Joel Silver like a month before all this happened. And we actually had a great conversation about Sung because he had seen Sung in Tokyo Drift. And he actually casted him in Ninja Assassin.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a lot about Sung. And we actually had a conversation also about buddy cop movies and stuff like that. And, you know, I love that conversation because he was talking about how, what a great, you know, how he loved the characteristics of Sung, what he brings on screen, you know. And Sung, who fucking has been working his ass off his whole career, you know, I've seen him get fucked by, you know, the process. I've seen him get fucked by, like, Asian managers and all this shit, like, all these crazy stories. He finally earned it. That was the one role that I was so proud as a friend, and having had conversation, knowing some of the background stuff, I was very proud of the fact that he earned that.
Yeah.
You know? And for a guy to come in and say, oh, it was
because he's,
you know,
Asian.
And the fucking white man's burden shit. First of all, fucking is classless, I think, for anybody to go out there,
yeah,
and to be able to, like, air dirty laundry, which in all respect is not true because, you know, producers will say whatever they can say as an excuse just to be able to squash any potential conflict.
Sure.
You know? So for him to actually take that face value is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, like, to basically, I felt like reading that, it did take a swipe at Sung.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't give a shit about the penis stuff, but the fact that, you know, this is a guy who's earned it. And out of respect, when the, you know, I remember I called Sung and he had shared, you know, he called me and he shared the great news. And when the press release came out, it was delicately handled. It was never like Sung is replacing Thomas Jane. Thomas Jane brought this on. You know, Sung didn't even get his due out of respect of the process, you know. And now this guy's going out there and basically taking swipes at people. And I think that for someone like Sung, who's worked very hard and has earned it, you know, it just sucks to see that, you know.
And by the way, Sung has a big penis. In fact, all the guys in Yom Yom FD, because that's one of the requirements,
it's true,
for being one of the bloggers. Except for Justin, but he's in charge, so he's exempt.
But that's good. I mean, because, you know, I think Sung is just, I mean, his persona is just, he's just this really cool character, right? And
yeah.
I think that he's just, you know.
No, he's also very good, and he practices,
yeah,
his craft,
right,
you know? And then, and I think for Asian Americans, it is tough. I mean, that's a reality. It is tough. And he's one of the few people that I never hear complaining that it's because he's Asian American. Because that's usually, I fucking hate it when, like, Asian American, you know, filmmakers or actors sit there and they use that. I didn't get that role because I'm Asian American. Maybe it's true. I don't know. But the fact that, who gives a fuck? That's a reality. Go work harder. And really, if you're talented, keep working hard, you know? You're going to get somewhere. If you're good, you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's one of the good guys,
mm-hmm,
you know? And the fact that, you know, I mean, I've seen him. I mean, there's heartbreak. You know, I've seen him, like, he literally gotten one of the biggest roles, lead roles in a franchise. And I saw that got taken away because, you know, and, you know, Asian manager was selling that. If they cast Asian, the studio would make more money overseas, which has never been supported. And that movie came out and it didn't do any better.
Any better.
So and the fact that, you know, a guy that went in there and auditioned for like 5 times and fucking got the role got fucked by Asians, you know? Asian Americans, that's actually the struggle. That's the hard part, you know? And for him to keep going, that's the amazing thing.
Yeah, I think we're not denying the whole, you know, the fact that, you know, Silver does have a grand plan when it comes to his movie, and also, like, him kind of trying to make it all multi-ethnic, right?
Well, I think that, you know, there's always, I think for producers especially, I think anytime you want to do something that's new.
Yeah.
You know, as a filmmaker, you want to present something new to the audience. That's cool. You know, so for whatever reason, the one thing I know is that if you're not talented, they're not going to spend millions of dollars on a production if they don't think you're good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is funny that this is coming from fucking Thomas Jane, a good-looking white dude, is complaining, you know? He got paid off because, you know, and the fact that it's so, like, the way he delivered it, you know, that's what, you know, is irritating.
You want to say something? No? All right, that's a lot of gravitas right there.
Are we still talking about Sung's penis, or are we done?
We're done. Okay. We're done.
Team Sung.
Yeah, Team Sung.
He likes to hump people, too.
Well, just you, Anson.
Yeah, I think maybe
just you, Anson. But how about you, Emmy? Do you have any... you've been kind of silent. As a lone female voice on this podcast.
I told you before we did the cast, I had nothing to say.
What?
She's also wearing sunglasses.
I also wearing sunglasses right now.
I feel like you're in a Walk Far Away movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need a wig.
It's insanely bright.
What inspired you to do the balls picture?
Yeah, the balls picture on our blog.
Oh, I just, basically I do greeting cards and I have, I think 1,000 topics.
Offensive topics?
No, 1,000.
1,000 topics.
Yeah, and balls are just one of 1,000.
Wait, so do you actually have a balls greeting card?
Yeah.
Really?
For what
occasion?
Birthdays.
Ah.
Because it is the most natural
thing. Because what else
are
you
going to
give someone on their birthday? Yeah, you can have some.
Does it actually say have a ball?
It does.
No, but that makes
it awesome.
Really?
That's great.
That's awesome.
I don't do puns, but it does say that.
It's funny.
It really says
it's a birthday.
Have a ball?
Hey, if you have balls and it's a birthday card, you got it. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll bring you some.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You swear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
So, Justin, how's it working with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel on Terminator, on the next Terminator?
it's the funny thing about, like, the internet. You know, it's like you have to feed that machine. So, I sometimes I go on or people email me and, like, what's reality and what's actually out there. That's actually kind of fun when sometimes you're part of the news and to get in that room and stuff. But, you know, I just love this, like, art of, you know, especially when you do press junkets, you know. Some people come in with very specific agendas. And even when you don't give them what they want, they just make it up and quote you anyway. So, you know, that's something that I'm finding out is hilarious.
But the rumor that Paul and Vin were going to be in Terminator, it came from a joke you made or something, right? Wasn't
there
something you said?
I didn't make a joke.
You didn't even say anything?
Nothing. Nothing.
Justin's not funny. He doesn't make jokes.
I'm Asian, man.
That's right.
Yeah, surprised that there's
funny. It's not even like from a misquote or something.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm very clear on certain things when we do press.
Do you still consider yourself not Asian American?
No, I think like Conan O'Brien is Asian American.
What?
You know? Yeah, because it's like when he started off, like I felt like that's his sensibility. I always think Asian American, like it's a sensibility thing, you know? Like certain Asian Americans, I don't really feel like they're Asian American. I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like
they're just American.
But do you consider yourself Asian American?
Well, yeah, by definition, I'm sure, but I just, it's always so hard because you get thrown in there. Like no matter what the fuck I do, if they're going to write anything, it's always Asian American filmmaker. And it's like, you know, but that is the fact. And that's okay. But, you know, but it is funny that that's, you're never going to be able to outrun that label.
Because they want to write it as you are Asian. And
well, I think it's also just our time right now. Like 2011, we're still very new. I mean, not new on the scene, but just still kind of on the outskirts.
I don't know. I think there's more presence.
But in like 100 years, it wouldn't be made.
We took over commercials.
Wouldn't make
man.
A big deal.
You know why you didn't make us take over commercials? Because we have a lot of money and we spend it. That's why they cast Asian Americans in commercials.
If anyone from Seagram's is listening,
I don't have money. What?
We're drinking your whiskey right now, so you can sponsor future editions.
I'm still blown away that you can buy whiskey for $15 and it tastes pretty good.
It's good. $15 Seagram's whiskey.
Plastic
it's a
bottle.
Huge bottle.
Yeah.
That's like frat house size.
Is what? That called yeah. a handle?
And if only David would join
a
in.
Grip.
Grip.
I think it's a grip.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a grip of voice.
Hey, so you know, you're like, you know, big Hollywood director now, right? So why is it that
now? What was he before?
I mean, you know, like, you know, okay, past for some reason, whatever.
Small Hollywood director.
Small Hollywood
one
director.
One of my favorite films Justin's ever done is like one of the first ones, Ovitz.
Yeah.
You did like
Obit.
The where
yeah.
you ate the what's it called the egg thing.
No, that's not Ovitz. That
oh,
was.
No.
She doesn't even know.
No, I saw Ovitz too. That was good.
I was TAing a class, and these students, they needed someone to basically eat all these weird Asian food, and so I'm the good TA.
Have you guys
so I
seen
did
it?
No, I
it's
seen
a
it.
Film.
He's the Filipino egg thing.
Oh,
oh
the balut.
Balut?
Oh,
yeah.
The balut.
Wait, you're grossed out by balut?
Are you kidding? That isn't gross.
That smell, like just. I mean, I can eat a lot of stuff. There's only that, and when we were on the press junket, I had schnitzel at Cologne, and somehow they put like fermented butter on it.
Yeah.
I was my body was reacting. I can eat stinky tofu. I can do all
you
that.
You can eat stinky tofu, but not balut.
Balut scares the shit out of me. And
because
that
of the
schnitzel
was it scary?
I was reacting. Like I was shaking. Like my body was physically reacting.
From the taste,
and of
or
course,
from
it's
the
like
smell.
In this restaurant. Tyrese starts like
wait, what's
he's
on
that starts making a scene, like trying to get the
oh,
food away,
thinking
and
that
I'm
it
like,
was spoiled or something. Or yeah, yeah,
it was crazy.
No, but my question was that you know, just like big Hollywood movies now, they're like not. You do this press junket, it's like outside the U.S. You never do any. I mean, you go to Moscow, and you know, it's just.
Usually
Germany,
we do the
and
domestic and then we go do international.
Right,
and
but the big premiere was in Rio, right?
Yeah, on this one it was in Rio,
yeah.
Wait, you prefaced the question with you're a big Hollywood director now and that's what you're going to ask him where he does his press junket?
No, it's like, it was like the trend of like
come on, man.
The movies. Like I've seen like pirates and shit like that. They're like doing all this stuff like outside the U.S. and like, you know, where's the
it's an
love?
Important, I think it's
there's
important.
No love in the
because,
U.S. anymore for it. That's what I'm saying.
Right, the market expanded, global, you know, especially with big tentpoles. You know, the foreign market is much bigger than domestic because just all the territories, you know, and it's good to put that effort in,
uh-huh.
you know, because I think the very interesting thing that I've learned kind of making Hollywood movies is that it is a cinema on its own. Like, there is no other cinema in the world. I don't care where you go, Bollywood, anywhere. There's no other cinema in the world where you can, like, plan and crash 200 cars. I mean, it's just the pure scope of what Hollywood film can be, it just cannot be matched anywhere else at this point, you know, and that's something that makes it unique for sure.
So any crazy stories on the road?
There you go.
Hey man, that's leading to it. Jesus,
that's the other thing that's really
know, right? you're good
crazy. Yeah.
That's also the other thing that's really tough is that all the good stories I really can't tell. So after you did the blow off the transvestite's tits. I do remember one night where it was so cold in Moscow, like, you know, like me and Paul Walker and all the guys, we were doing jumping jacks outside the club. That's probably as
you guys are crazy, man. Yeah. it's like wild.
Hey, the average man does sit-ups. Jumping jacks, that's a whole other.
The average man?
The average man.
I'm the average
outside a club?
Outside a club. Sit-ups.
They do sit-ups outside a club.
I'm an average man. I do sit-ups outside clubs.
Why would you do sit-ups?
Because I want to look good.
Oh, God.
So they look.
Why would you do it outside the club?
But they can't see your abs.
Why?
Wouldn't it be for you work out your arms?
Wouldn't they think you're like weird if you're doing the? You should do them at home before going to the club, right?
If I'm gonna get with a girl that doesn't like weird, she'd shoot me.
That doesn't
like
weird.
She's gotta like weird.
Oh.
Weird.
Like weird and like three position weird.
Not about quantity. It's about quality. And saying thank you afterwards.
Thank you.
That'd be so nice if people sent notes, like, you know, mailed letters, like thank you.
You've never done that before?
After sex?
I always make a note of the address, then I send them a really homemade card.
Have you honestly
you
done
are
that?
An Asian guy.
Why is that
no, I haven't sent them. Why would I send them a Hallmark card? I just send them a postcard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Really?
I can send them a ball card.
A ball card?
Yeah,
exactly.
Ball.
It's so apropos.
Yeah.
I'd be like, remember when
have
you saw
balls.
Mine?
You had a ball.
So you send them notes.
Yeah, kind of like...
The women you have sex with afterwards, you send them thank you notes.
Yeah, it's cost me a lot of money. Do you know how much it costs...
For the women?
No.
Then you don't have to send them notes. If you're already paying, Jerome...
That would be awesome. You send prostitutes.
Notes are not required.
That's my story idea. No one take it. It's about
thank
a man
you.
Who has sex with prostitutes, and he sends them postcards afterwards. But one day, one of the prostitutes falls in love.
And she gets hashed to death. But, no?
Why does everyone think I have to murder women?
No.
Oh, you weren't referring
so,
to that.
No!
Okay, good.
So when you send thank you notes to the women that you've been with, what do you say in the notes? Are they like long notes where you
sometimes
explain
like,
why you're thanking them? Or
it's usually in the language...
They apologetic? Or...
I never apologize. It's usually in the language...
If you only know three positions, I think you should.
It's quality, man.
Yeah,
not
thank
quality.
You. Thank you, Anderson. It's about quality, okay? You've got to manage the tempo and the rhythm.
It's not the length, you know? It's the girth.
I don't know if it's either one, but...
So what's in these notes, then? What
it's,
do you write?
It's usually thank you in the language of their home country, so... It's like gracias if they're
gracias. Gracias.
I took French in high school, so that's if they're Mexican.
Have you ever had sex with an English speaker?
Do you mean?
That's a no.
Like ESL.
Where do you find these women?
Outside the ESL center, of course. Why do you ask?
Is that a fetish or? You just, you
it's
don't...
actually kind of hot when
he
they...
He likes weird.
Yeah, when they have the accent, it's kind of weird. It depends on who is doing, like... They're, you know, accents aren't all the same. They're not, you know, across the board alike, but there's some sexy accents.
True, but you're not fucking their accent.
Yeah, but they're gonna make noise. They make noise. I mean, they don't make noise.
So what's the sexiest accent for you?
Is a lisp an accent?
Okay, so how do you write a thank you note in the language of lisp?
No. I address it to their home country, and then
thank
I say,
thank you,
you have
so
a great...
much.
Thank you very much.
Your show.
Next one.
Pork chops and applesauce.
I tell them thank
you. Do you sell seashells?
Yeah, do you sell seashells?
If they really like alliteration, I'll send them one of those, you know? I'll do it.
So how many languages do you know to be able to engage in foreign women and write letters in their native language?
I write the letters after coitus. So I go home, then I Google it.
Google Translate.
Exactly.
Google Translate.
Thank you. It's not like I'm doing the research. Well, I mean, I could, but I'm not going to be on my phone while I'm putting a fun stick in the...
Okay, so here's... So you hang out outside of ESL centers.
18 and up.
Yeah, sure. And you, what? How does one pick up a foreign language chick outside of an ESL center?
I mean, it's so easy. You read one of those booklets and those exercises that you do.
What booklets? What are we talking about?
Like the ESL handbooks. Like if you're studying French, you have a French handbook. This one is like an English handout. And they have, you know, the Spanish thing is. What is it? Where is the library? I'm not going to say it because you're just going to make fun of my...
Wait, and that is how you pick up women by asking...
You say it in a cute way.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
No, you say the English one. You say whatever is the exercises in the English book.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
You say it in a
cute
way.
I think you should put it in the blog.
What?
How to pick up on
ESL
girls.
People on
ESL? Yeah.
If I have to write a blog about it, I mean, why would I sell my tips to these... It's, no one knows about it yet. Once
well,
they
now
know,
we do.
Yeah,
I know, but I haven't given you all the tips.
I'm still a little confused about...
I used to be an ESL.
Were you used to be
and
an
that's
ESL?
Why I could get in your pants.
All right, that's...
all right.
Okay.
Okay. I think I want to.
I think that's
so, I don't...
Yeah. That's like the little...
Let's go.
Let's show it for another time.
Or we can excuse Jerome and Anson to the restroom and continue this podcast while they're...
What are you doing in the restroom?
Oh, jeez.
Blue waffles.
Okay, so we got the I think we're good for this first episode. Maybe there'll be a second one. I'm not sure.
If you like this podcast,
click like
or send us a suggestions.
But yeah, send us suggestions at what's the email?
Whatever your email is.
No. Is it info@yumyumf.com?
Jerome at bluewaffle.com.
You can contact us or
in the bottom
Facebook page.
We could also just scrap this first one and just have people send in questions and then have that be the first podcast.
But they would didn't know.
No, you don't want
to. Then they wouldn't have to hear the train wreck of this one.
This is good. Raw.
The train wreck?
Why does the
train wreck
have to be bad?
Let him edit it. Let Anderson edit it.
Why does the train wreck have to be bad?
It does have to be bad.
That's why you stop by the side of,
it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. And we haven't irritated them enough.
I don't think you guys drank enough.
I don't think we drank enough
really?
Either.
Why does it have to be booze to catalyze conversation?
It's because it's great. It's the social lubricant.
It's not the only kind of
thing. Yeah, okay. All right. So we're going to can this. I hope you guys like this episode. And we're coming to our second anniversary, and you'll see some updates and changes to the website. And we're glad, this is fun, and we're glad to be here, and, we'll keep on, I guess, offending.
And anyone who goes to ESL centers, keep your eye out for Jerome.
I have a lot of glasses.
He's got the white glasses out there.
No. Right. No one's going to be able to tell.
All right.
It's the white Prada glasses.
All right.
Small white shirt.
Yeah. 1 of 13.
Actually, it's probably 15.
All right. Can you try the air conditioner?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Hello.